You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Reliance Industries share price soared 3.5% to Rs. 2,727.8 today after the announcement that Reliance Retail will reduce its equity share capital to limit it to the promoters and the holding company. Mukesh Ambani-led firm said that the Reliance Retail Board has approved the reduction of the equity share capital to the extent held by shareholders other than its promoter and holding company, Reliance Retail Ventures. The shareholders of Reliance Retail, which is unlisted, will receive Rs. 1,362 per share. RIL's market capitalization surged above Rs. 18.44 lakh crores today. Separately, Reliance Industries has decided to demerge its financial services unit, Reliance Strategic Investments. RIL has fixed July 20th as the record date to determine the equity shareholders entitled to receive shares of Reliance Strategic Investments. On to some IPO updates. Cyan DLM shares listed at over a 50% premium over the IPO price at Rs. 401 on the BSE today. The stock touched an intraday high of Rs. 424.40. A positive listing was expected ahead of the market debut, as Cyan DLM shares were trading at a premium of Rs. 135 in the grey market. The company's initial public offer was a fresh issue aggregating up to Rs. 592 crores. The price range for the offer was Rs. 250 to 265 a share. In some more market-related news, the National Stock Exchange banned the trading in futures and options of up to four stocks or securities today. Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited, Delta Corp, Granules India and India Cements Limited were the stocks or securities placed on the National Stock Exchange's futures and options ban for trade today. According to the NSE, the stocks mentioned were prohibited in the F&O sector because they exceeded 95% of the market-wide position limit. During the F&O ban period, no new positions are permitted for F&O contracts in that stock. BHEL and Delta Corp were also previously put on the F&O ban on July 7th. Meanwhile, inflation in the US likely continued to soften in June, but a key measure of underlying price pressures is still running at an uncomfortable pace that keeps the Federal Reserve tilted toward resuming interest rate hikes this month, reported Bloomberg. A government report Wednesday is forecast to show the consumer price index climbed 3.1% from a year ago, the smallest advance since March 2021, largely due to lower prices at the gasoline pump. Such a result would leave the headline CPI measure down almost 2 percentage points in just 2 months. However, once volatile energy and food costs are stripped out, core CPI is seen rising 5% from a year ago. While that would be the smallest annual increase since late 2021, it's still more than double the Fed's goal based on a different inflation metric. Over to industry, IRB Infra and its private INVIT, IRB Infrastructure Trust, on Monday announced that it has registered a toll revenue growth of 16% in the month of June 2023 to Rs. 383 crores from Rs. 329 crores in the corresponding month of FY23, that is June 2022, it said in a regulatory filing. It had posted a 20% on-year growth in toll collections in May 2023 at Rs. 411 crores. With this, the aggregate toll revenue of both the entities for Q1 FY24 goes up to Rs. 1,183 crores from Rs. 1,000 crores in the corresponding quarter of FY23, thus registering a decent increase of 18% over last year. In the technology sector, WhatsApp is rolling out a tweaked interface that features translucent bars. This update is for iOS users and the update is available in the App Store. Previously, with the WhatsApp beta for the iOS 23.13.0.70 update, some beta testers had access to an improved interface. By providing a translucent tab bar and navigation bar, WhatsApp is giving users a reimagined experience with a new interface. According to WA Beta Info, WhatsApp for iOS 7 already had a comparable design, but for reasons that are currently unknown, WhatsApp decided to remove the translucent appearance. The WhatsApp for iOS 23.13.80 update is now available on the App Store. As for WA Beta Info, this update is being broadly rolled out to users, despite the fact that the official changelog from the App Store does not include them. Lastly, the share market. Domestic indices ended today's session mildly in green. The NSE Nifty 50 advanced 24.10 points or 0.12% to 19,355.90 and BSE Sensex rose 63.72 points or 0.10% to 65,344.17. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty fell 64.15 points or 0.14% to 44,860.85. Nifty Auto tumbled 0.62%, Nifty IT plunged 1.24%, Nifty PSU Bank decreased 0.57%, while Nifty Metal jumped 1.69% and Nifty Oil and Gas rose 0.59%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.